a melody of nostalgia known as a Volokh of the Kremenchuk Hasidim. The town of Kremenchuk in the Ukraine was noted for its great Chabad Hasidim. Many of them were tremendous scholars in the literature of Chabad Hasidus, with expansive hearts and profound personalities. They possessed a very interesting blend of mind and heart, and their tremendous personalities, the depth of emotions, profound scholarship, came very much to the fore and is reflected in the melodies the Hasidim of Kremenchuk composed. Now, in this town, there were individual Hasidim who were called the Berelach, the Beers. They were tremendous Hasidim, a very profound human beings, who had the name either Ber or Doiv Ber. Ber or Doiv is the Yiddish or Hebrew term for a beer, and therefore they were called the Berelach, the Kremenchuker Berelach, the Beers of Kremenchuk. And they composed various melodies, and one of these melodies is the present one, known as the Volokh. It's a melody of nostalgia composed by these beers. This melody expresses a very deep longing and yearning to achieve spiritual inspiration. It reflects the pining of the soul to be uplifted, to be elevated and liberated of an egotistical world that holds it down. At the beginning of the melody, in the very first stanza, we perceive the bitterness, the extraordinary aspiration of a soul who longs to be absorbed in divinity. And this yearning, this bitterness, this non-contentness increases continuously in the melody until it reaches its zenith in the third stanza. After the first three stanzas expressing such profound yearning and thirst, comes the fourth movement, the finale. This is a joyous stanza expressing a soul that's celebrating life, a soul that's filled with ecstasy, with trust, with hope, and with joy.
Yeah.
The melody once again, sung by the Chassid Reb Nachum Goldschmidt of Eretz Yisrael, with a few minor changes.
Yeah.